What's up, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the special Super Bowl, or the special big game edition of the Swolecast. I'm David Kitchen, joined by Davis Matic, noted cardboard collector. Davis, is it all cord? Is it all cardboard, like Amazon boxes, or just playing cards?
I mean, you know, I got my collection sitting right here, bro.
Oh, cool. We also have Mr. Tuttle 05 and Peter Overzetz. Guys, how's it going?
I'm doing good. I just want to, Davis, can you hold that up? I want to see who that's graded by. I just want to make sure.
This is the one Tuttle's been razzing me about.
Oh, is that GME?
Here's the thing. GMA? He would have bought GMA just like you if he didn't post all the links in chat.
Yeah, I didn't know anything. Tuttle saved me from making some horrible buys.
I still haven't recovered. I blame not at all, which I know sounds shocking. I just snap bought something because Dave's like, hey, this is a sick LaVisca card. I was like, oh yeah, the only physical cards I own are of Patrick Laird and LaVisca. I'll do it, you know, post it on Twitter, you know, just thinking, you know, like 35 likes and we move on. No.
It was one of the most absurd responses to a tweet I have ever seen in my life, dude.
They were
livid. Just they were absolutely.
It was unbelievable. Like 30 responses being like, "Oh my god, I can't believe you, dude!" Like it was brutal.
You would have thought I said like just changed my first tire and then like posted a picture of a car with like no tires on it. Like, it was just like, you fucking idiot.
All you had to do was saying you were just buying it to resend a PSA. Then everybody would think you're like a genius. Be like, yeah, man, I was just gonna crack it and see if I could get a better grade at.
Yeah, I'm just cracking slabs. I'm cracking slabs over here, bro. Cracking slabs.
I learned my lesson.
I thought the fleet that you did was pretty good too. So that was underappreciated. I'm thinking about if I ever get out of the digital space and looking for physical investments, I'll probably look at cardboard cards. It'll probably be up there.
I've been DMing with Cam about cardboard. He's into it, man. Guy loves
Cam's
cardboard.
Huge into cardboard. Cardboard's so much work. It is so much work.
I mean, like I have a stack of cards that I have here that I will not have the initiative to sell for 5 years, probably. Like the global economy is going to have to go to the toilet and then come back up again for me to want to put in the effort to get these cards sold.
Here's the thing: you're buying graded cards already, too, right?
Yeah, so yeah, only graded cards.
You get to skip the step of dealing with the whole getting it graded and taking 5 months fiasco.
Yeah, it literally sounds like a hellish nightmare joke, like something that you would like create to torture people, but it's a whole industry where people get really mad.
Yeah, no, I do it. I'm like, all right, it's nostalgia for me to open up a pack, and I'll justify spending money on it by saying, oh, I'll sell it.
I'll sell it.
And no chance. No chance at all.
I mean, it is very reminiscent of the hand builders versus the opto bros. I mean, the cardboard versus the NFT, like the battle lines are being drawn.
Pete, when you say NFT, please, it's nifty.
Is that really the thing?
Oh yeah,
people are saying it.
That's like Reddit slang.
It's called nifties, like Nifty Gateway, like one of the. Come on, bro. One of the NFT artwork providers.
Nifty Gateway is spelled NIFTY. I'm talking about non-fungible tokens, Dave.
Yeah, but that's like it. You like say it out. You say out.
You're making it seem like it's NFTgateway.com and people pronounce it Nifty Gateway. It's spelled
I'm saying like the name is Nifty Gateway.
Yeah.
It's like you don't say, oh, this week for my FFA, my FAAB stuff. No, it's the same thing. we need like a fantasy key. I'll teach you, Peter. I'll teach you everything that I've learned over the past 3 days. Don't you worry. Let's tell the story though about how Michael Leone begged us, came in like, listen, you got to get an NFT box. And
you mean a NFT
box? Why are you doing this to me?
Davis, you did this to yourself. I said the same thing that Peter did without even looking at his response. In our chat that Davis is a part of, that he's too boomer to do because he can't have a Discord chat. Leonard's like, do this. And Peter and I looked at it and said, yes. Actually, Peter, you said something different. What did you say?
I said, I'm at my in-laws eating a pot roast and I can't download MetaMask right now. Will you buy it for me?
So I,
hey, hold on. Wait, I need to back up. Kitchen, do you have a MetaMask wallet? Like, do you know how to send Ethereum around?
Bro, yes, but gas prices right now are so high. There's no chance with the gas prices.
Kitchen saying the word gas prices not in relation to actual gas for your car had to have been like a plus 9,000 dog to happen this season.
You got to set the limit to 21,000. You got to set the limit to 21,000 if you want to pay the least amount of gas fees. But sometimes
Davis, you don't even know Kitchen now hangs out in a nifty Discord.
No, he's all in. Yeah, he's all in. And I'm sure he's still getting lots of work done at RG, though. Like, I'm sure all of his assignments, all of the creative directing at RG is getting done in a timely fashion.
Here's the thing. I had to find the do not disturb icon on Discord because you get, like, if you don't mute a server or a channel, you get, like, notifications for everything. And I joined like 20 Discords last week and it was just nonstop. So I actually learned from Peter and did the do not disturb link. But anyways, so this box was a half of a 0.5 ETH, right? And I'm clicking on it. I don't have the right gas settings, but somehow it goes through and we get box 500 out of 500. And let me tell you, that is valuable. One of the
said it's valuable.
Dave.
That's why it's valuable. Well, nobody else thinks it's valuable.
No, it's the perfect.
But Dave said 500.
They call it the perfect Tuttle in the NFT space. They call it the perfect number, and that is basically having the last number.
Just Kitchen is just a whirlwind of positive creativity right now. What Kitchen, if you had to estimate how much money you've made in the NFT space over the last 3 weeks, do you think your hourly rate is above $1 an hour?
Yes. The funner question is to ask him how much he spent.
Yes.
No, I mean, like I have a pretty good idea of how much he spent.
No, I don't think you do.
Is it five figures yet?
I think it is. I would say like $6,000 was my guess.
Like that box is that we bought was 0.5 ETH. And now the minimum on OpenSea is 2.5. So like we were joking about it. Like if this doesn't increase by 10X right from the get go, we're going to be mad, but it legit might be a 10X investment. And in fact, I think it is.
Now Kitchen, I have a question for you.
Yeah. Shoot,
are you also hodling? Like, do you also buy and hold Bitcoin and Ethereum, the currencies, or are you just in it for the digital art?
No,
Davis is just looking for an opening to condescend to you.
No, it's like, this is like, I like digital art. I like NFTs. The idea is just the next logical step for why does Ethereum even exist? Like the whole idea of there being a development of a killer app on the Ethereum blockchain. Digital art is one of the answers to that question. But I've been buying Ethereum for 5 years. Like Kitchen, as far as I know, has never just purchased Ethereum just to have Ethereum
and Bitcoin, but like it was
Kitchen
just
bought $1,200 Ethereum and sold it at $75.
It was I didn't get it in 2017. I got into it in 2020. So I'm definitely a late bloomer. But just like the DeFi and everything else, That
are we talking yield farming, bro?
The farming, I don't like, that's too much. Like, that is,
your money would be better spent if you're trying to get to five figures, you should yield farm instead of buying digital art boxes.
Davis, maybe you didn't hear us, but literally 5x our investment already, and that's minimum. And the boxes haven't even opened.
You've sold it already then?
No.
So this is like, okay, the so Tyler Herro card all over,
right?
Again.
This is theoretical.
Peter, please explain to these boomers what we're talking about here.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, but Dave and I have purchased a box, a mystery box, that is going to have a bunch of various NFTs from noted artists.
Yeah,
around.
But are they actually noted? No, they're not. Like, they're noted to.
They're noted in the NFT space, Tuttle. I'm trying to.
I already got on David about this earlier.
Yeah,
this guy has
We got a good comment. The show agenda seems wildly inaccurate. We're supposed to be on the DK overview right now.
Tuttle doesn't understand like the nifty space when you have a guy like Pranksy. He is the guy in the space.
This is basically like you walk down to your local coffee shop. There's art hanging on the wall. And this
it's
is
on the
guy
blockchain,
that's
bro.
Art, but it's on the blockchain. So now I've 5x'd my investment.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you, Dave. But I just would say your money would maybe be better spent just in F instead of going all in on the ERC-20 applications of it.
Davis, when you say ETH, is that ETH what I'm saying?
I've always said ETH. Do people say ETH?
Peter, what do you say?
I think I generally say Ethereum to avoid this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just need to know, as a noted nifty investor, I needed to know like the proper terminology, like how to say it. Like the time that I said NUC instead of nuke still haunts me to this day. So... someone tell us what that is. All right. Let's move on, though. Enough about Peter and I's exploding investments. I think this box is going to get to five, by the way. Better buy in now while you can.
So
do you want to mention that you're not a financial advisor, even though you're dressed up like one?
He's just trying to pump his stuff so he can sell it for more.
I'm trying to figure out if David dressed like this because he wanted to look sophisticated while he talked about his ERC-20 token box, or if he like had to like go into the RG office today and meet with someone from Better Collective.
Davis, this is how like investors you
okay, so that's
that
you're
dressing like this chance to go into an office.
You're doing a bit. Office. Okay, I got it. You're doing a bit.
There you go. All right, so let's move on to the Super Bowl. And what we think, or the big game. I don't know. Can we say Super Bowl on here? I don't know. The big game. Thoughts on how it's going to play out. Anybody but Davis.
I just want to laugh at Kitchen being willing to pump our nifty box, but is afraid of legal repercussions from saying Super Bowl.
Listen, I don't want to get in trouble with the...
Look, dude, when the Securities and Exchange Commission starts to figure out the stuff with the NFT boxes, they're going right to the guy wearing the Oxford dress shirt and the blue light glasses.
Listen, I have learned based on our experiences last week that you don't want to rock the boat too much. So anyways, Peter, tell us what you think about this week.
About the Super Bowl?
Yeah, big game.
I think the big game is going to be lots of fun. I think it's a really interesting slate. I think the pricing is super interesting. I think the decisions you have to make around that pricing is pretty interesting. And Tuttle, what do you think of this slate?
You know, I think it's interesting.
Yeah. I think Rojo's underpriced, guys. I mean, someone has to come out and say it.
Yeah. Be the hero that the internet needs, Pete.
You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to run an optimal. It's time to get back in these DFS streets.
Wow.
Fire up the blitz optimal. See
getting
what
those fingers
with.
Nimble
tell
and ready.
Tell me what this is. I'm actually interested. I'm interested to hear what the blitz optimal is.
All right, let's see what this thing is spitting out. Let's see what Cardi's cooking up over there these days.
Does he have Daryl Williams or Clyde Edwards-Helaire projected for more Kansas City Chiefs running back points?
He has CEH projected for more. So the current blitz optimal. Please don't dupe us, bros. Tom Brady captain with Rojo and Chris Godwin, Mahomes, Tyreek, and DeMarcus Robinson.
Yeesh. What's he got Sammy's projection at?
Wouldn't surprise me if he has Sammy at zero. Cardi will be updating these on Sunday morning.
Davis, out of
Wait, does that even fit?
Out of 150 lineups, Davis.
Oh, Tyreek over Kelsey.
How much Ricky Seals Jones do you have this week?
He probably won't be active.
Here's the thing, Davis. You listen to Simmons podcast, right?
Not anymore. He kind of lost me this year. I've been waiting. I'm gonna listen again when someone finally tells him about Top Shots, though.
You gotta listen to this last one. Cousin Sal promoted or pimped Ricky Seals Jones prop last reception of the game. Ricky Seals Jones.
So that was like his because every year he does one prop that's like absolutely insane. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
It was
funny.
Like 60-1 or 70-1, something like that.
So our top optimal, we have Sammy Watkins projected in. It's Patrick Mahomes at captain, Tyreek Hill, Tom Brady, Sammy Watkins, Ryan Suckup, Rob Gronkowski.
Wow, no kickers over there.
Does anyone
see? No Rojo.
It's Gronk week. It's Gronk week.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think I already took the under on Gronk yards.
Surprise you even have time, dude.
I am surprised that you've placed a Super Bowl prop bet. I mean,
yeah. Wait, what's today? Like 29?
What's that? Yeah.
29? Oh, over for sure.
That's 30.
I hit the Kelsey under.
Kitchen season. Let me guess.
Imagine betting a Travis Kelsey under. Pete, dude, what are you doing, bro?
It's the sharp side, dude. All the squares hammering the over just because they took a photo with him at, you know, Applebee's in Kansas City or whatever.
His prop is literally less than his seasonal average. He has nine games in a row with nine receptions or more, and his prop is 8.5.
No, the one I bet was yardage. I have under 100.5 yards.
Oh, you're betting against the bonus. The magical bonus, though.
Does anyone think that the Chiefs do not win by more than 3 points?
I think you have to go to Florida to hear those kind of answers, or New England, the bitter New Englanders who've turned on Belichick. Pete, what does your mother-in-law think? What does your mother-in-law have projected for the outcome in this game? And what does Lauren think?
Can y'all even talk about this game? Is it too painful?
I forgot to bring it up over pot roast.
Pot roast.
I was too busy. Maybe it was discussed while I was talking nifties with Dave on my phone.
Just
most of the New England fans that I've heard are rooting for Tom. Yeah. They have kind of let that grudge go.
He's kind of dusty though, right?
Tom is very dusty.
And what did he threw three interceptions and three possessions in that. I mean, if he throws one interception against the Chiefs, they're probably dead. Like you can't win giving them 7 points.
I think Brady fades the move.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what if they're down 21-0 at half though? Then we just have the Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, that's true.
What if they're down 28-3 at half?
Wow.
Then you got to shovel. You got to shovel in the Tampa Bay bets then.
Man, cannot even imagine the third quarter flash drafts if that's the case.
Oh, yeah, this is like prime David Kitchen time. You're getting ready to go back a couple brands ago to flash drafts.
I don't even know how I'm gonna do it. Like between everything I've got going on Sunday, this is gonna be. It's like I'm gonna have to be like the queen of multitude out there with multiple arms.
What's happening on Sunday? You're getting a nifty box or something?
Well, no.
Judgment Day comes out.
We should have Devin pull up Dave's Queen of Multitude.
Don't, Devin. It'll only make it go up in value. I don't want to do that. Don't want to be accused of pumping.
Hang on. Speaking of Tom, did you guys hear the story that Giselle moved out for 12 days to give him 12 days of uninterrupted alone time to get mentally prepared for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it goes anything like what it's like for me, it means he's going to be eating a bunch of red meat and playing a lot of video games until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
I get it. Because we'll talk about that later in our marriage chat, but women can distract you. Like
What is this? Where is this soliloquy going? Like,
when both me and my wife working from home, imagine how like annoyed that she gets of me. Like, just
I truly can't imagine
a male who is very much attracted to her. Like, that's I get it. You have to focus on what you are on the task at hand.
This is the lowest point of this whole cast in its 10 years as a show.
I mean, it's really hard to keep your paws off of a noted digital art collector.
Well, and he's also looking so svelte too, because he's been hitting the gym so hard too. According to my sources,
he's losing weight.
Kitchen has just been shredding the pounds, dude.
Yep. I haven't hit the Planet Fitness since 2020, but still.
I heard Kitchen's been doing a lot of rowing on OpenSea.com.
Who cares about the physical body? You know.
Dave wants to tokenize himself. Just the ideal form of David Kitchen on the blockchain.
When you pay me, do you want to pay me in Ethereum?
I'm
going to
pay you in Decentraland parcels.
I can farm that.
I don't think you can.
You can farm with Decentraland.
We have gone
I feel like I'm just eavesdropping on like a Magic the Gathering, you know, conversation where I have no idea.
Just wait when they come out with Top Shot Hardcourt. And it's gonna be just a bunch of crazy gabies in here playing their
come out with Top Shot what?
Hardcourt, Davis. Have you not heard about this?
I don't know what that is. No.
Why don't you tell us, Dave?
I'm not in the Discord, bro. Like,
in the Discord. It's literally everywhere. Have you ever been to Club Top Shot?
Yeah.
Well, it's been talked about there. There is utility to these cards coming out.
Is this like a fantasy game?
It's going to be like a card game. We don't know what it's going to be though yet.
Yeah, they have this. I'm surprised you're not up on So Rare yet, which is like Top Shots, but
no,
for
So Rare, Rareable. I'm there. Hash mask.
Do you have any So Rares? I actually was looking at So Rare, but they are unbelievably expensive. If you want to buy, like, they're more expensive than Top Shots.
You know my old Fantasy Insiders avatar that's like a cartoon. That basically someone messaged me and was like, oh man, sick avatar. Did you get that on So Rare?
Like, and you thought about like Fiverr or something.
It's been my avatar since 2014.
So Rare is not avatar. So Rare is a soccer DFS on the blockchain with where you pay Ethereum.
Yeah, they're like cards.
Yeah. But there are only 111 of every player. One that is one of one, then one tier that's 10 of 10, then one tier that's 100 of 100.
Man, look at it. Look at us at this Super Bowl show just giving out I mean, you just never know. You never know. What's your favorite album that you've been listening to recently?
The biggest game of the year, our last game of this season, and we can't even bring ourselves to talk about it for more than like 4 seconds.
Hey, dude, like, who cares though? Who cares about the Super Bowl when there's all this stuff going on? Like, I'll care about it on Sunday, you know?
Yeah. Well, without like Super Bowl week and Radio Row, like, you don't have the typical stories. You don't have the
We just have the Trojan horse. We just have the Trojan horse barber sent into Kansas City to try and get rid of Patrick Mahomes.
The Gronk story was pretty good too.
What was the Gronk story?
How he would send in tapes.
Oh, different outfits. Yeah. I respected that. That was a veteran move by him. People think he's not smart, but he kind of is in a way. All right, Peter, hit us with some of the other. I know you're just hiding some of these single game takes from us. So let us know. Like, what are some hot takes you've got?
Well, I think everyone's gonna be funneled toward similar constructions and the similar punt plays. And so I think getting up into those, some of those less attractive mid-range guys like Hardman, like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, that's going to be the way to get unique, because everyone's going to jam the studs and punt it off with DeMarcus and Rojo.
Yeah, the three expensive dudes, three cheap guys, which leaves CEH, playoff Len, Gronk, Watkins, Hardman, all those dudes.
It really sucks because I wish Rojo and Fournette's salaries were flipped and everyone was playing Fournette and Rojo could have been the leverage play, but just not going to work out that way.
How closely are you guys watching the weather?
I'm refreshing Kevin Ross' Twitter feed.
Yeah. On the I'm using an Ethereum blockchain weather app to get tokenized weather reports.
I mean, as someone who relies on farming to make a living, I'm keeping an eye on the weather, Dave.
75% rain. Does that
great for my farms?
trying to stay on task here. Yeah, will that will the weather affect your lineup builds at all, Tuttle?
I haven't looked at weather at all.
If it, I do have a.
It's unlikely to. If the line, if the total's not going down, my lines are not changing.
I do have a hand in the dirt take as it, goes with the rain. It's that will just be absolutely brutal for the Buccaneers defenders trying to keep up with Tyreek and McColl in the rain, slipping and sliding all over the place. Yeah. I mean, that's actually historically you'll look that snow games are better for the offense that those games are. And some of that is because totals get bet way down, but overs hit more. And I mean, I don't give a shit about the trends. I just care about the fantasy points. And yeah, snow games end up being higher scoring.
Bro, there are some, let me tell you, there are some trends out there.
I mean, this is literally trends week, Tuttle. This is like, this is the trends week.
Super Bowls, those are like my favorite trends.
Tuttle, what is the most overfitted trend you've seen?
I saw one this morning and I can't even recall what it was. I don't pay attention to them. Yeah. Before like sports betting got big, this is like when DFS was like first starting up, 2011. I remember my buddy who never uses Twitter, but he created a Twitter page that just was, the handle is Trends Are for Chumps. And I'm actually going to check that now to see if he's actually has Twitter.
I'll tell you what trends are for. Trends are for retweets.
I saw one and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like a Tom Brady Super Bowls trend based over like 19 years of his career. Like being like, this is why you should take the Buccaneers. And it's just like, I mean, at that point, why even send the tweet? Why? Like, why? It's so stupid. There's not a person out there that could possibly believe there's any merit to like a 19-year single athlete trend.
Well, that's right. What's the other one? Everyone, I tweeted the joke about this one yesterday. The Andy Reid coming off a bye trend. People love that one.
What about the Patrick Mahomes scores 30 points in every game he starts trend? What do people think about that one?
That's not a trend, bro. That's reality.
Hey, Davis, kickers or defenses in any of your 150? Yes or no?
No defenses. I'll have a lot of the kickers, though.
Your kickers could smash. I think defenses are fine, too, in another way to get potentially unique.
They just get our dude Cody Main from ETR. He's been doing these articles all year, and he's like, yes, the defenses suck, and they end up in the optimals like none of the time. But they're always under-owned relative to their sim scores, which is true.
What you need probably from like Chiefs defense, you need a touchdown.
11.
Right?
11, yeah.
You need double digits. I could see these kickers actually
cranking it up. Well. Yeah. I mean, Arians loves a good field goal. That's what, if we want to actually talk about real impacts of the game, like how things could go, I think
like
there's
scripts,
a.
Like scripted out different.
No, but just like things that can impact who wins or loses. I think the fact that Arians is a giant coward on fourth downs is going to be pretty bad for them because you can't punt to Patrick Mahomes. It's not. We saw this whenever teams do well against them, it's because they're willing to go for it. Like the Browns went for it a bunch in that game and hung pretty close relative to what a lot of people expected and played them you know, much tighter than the Bills did. And the Bills did the exact opposite. The Bills went away from being aggressive and just kicked all these field goals. And so they were just totally drawing dead.
Yeah. I don't know how Arians doesn't watch that Bills tape and just say, I'm going to go for it on every fourth.
But he will though. He will. He won't, but yeah. He loves to kick. He loves to punt.
Captain usage, Peter.
Well, it seems like the chalk is going to be what our big three Chiefs, probably Mahomes. Going to Evans and, then, and Godwin.
And then Godwin is going to get mega overowned relative to what his, like he will be overowned. He's overowned in the Sims.
So, I mean, does that make Evans? Is Evans the best captain leverage play?
Or CEH.
Probably. Who's the wide receiver one in that offense?
Evans.
I think it's Evans.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's interesting. As we've talked about.
Okay, here's a good one. Who's the cheapest player to receive a touch in this game?
Let me go through here.
Well, while you do that and answer that, just a note that Eric Bimefor has his, the Slate IQ when we talk about single game stuff. It's got some interesting little nuggets in there, and he's adding things by the day. But the leverage for captain positions in like top lineups, the one that is like overwhelmingly positive is the wide receiver two, but probably doesn't apply for the Bucks, because like they're all kind of the same, or as far as like Evans and Godwin, although Evans is going to get a lot better touchdown equity.
I think we'll get a 200 a touch from one of the 200 guys. I think we'll get one of the KC tight ends, Kaiser, RSJ, or Tanner Hudson. I bet one of those guys at 200 gets a touch.
Tanner Hudson, isn't that a Tuttle guy?
Is he going to be active?
He was a preseason guy. Hudson
and Leclerc kind of have been changing off and on.
I'll tell you if which one of them was active for the conference. Hudson played 2 offensive snaps against Green Bay.
So you're saying there's a chance.
He ran a route, baby.
Yeah. Hudson Sherman? Is a decent one. Sherman is, yeah. And they do love those, you know, the shuffle pass.
Sherman was 7 snaps last week.
Who was
yeah,
it?
Well, they don't run the ball anymore. So Sherman, he used to play like 20 snaps a game.
That's the thing. If they get out ahead, they're still passing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I still like just doing complete Kansas City on the people nobody will have, well, not as many people. He won't be his own. Everybody's going to be owned in this game.
No, it'll be Sammy and McColl. Those are the two exploitable guys.
Sammy's the guy I find myself. Like. Yeah.
Sammy came back just Sammy in time because. To cost us all the money, Tuttle.
I mean, he's a good guy to go in. Our friend TJ is a Gronk fan and a Sammy fan, and this is like the perfect week for both those guys.
I mean, Sammy Watkins in the Super Bowl last year, 5 for 98. People don't forget.
That's Sammy's MO, right? He's a bookend guy. He either likes popping off week one and in the Super Bowl.
It's once every 14 games. That's the Sammy Watkins theorem.
Yeah. What kind of contests are you guys going to be? Are you guys MMEing, or are you going to play the smaller field stuff?
Cash.
Fourth quarter flash drafts. I maxed the $3 on FanDuel, and then everything under $3 on DraftKings, and then the spy, the $200 spy on DK.
I need to reg for contests. Yeah, those close to filling?
I haven't decided yet. No, they're not super close.
I think you're better off filling up the ones that fill after the first ones, right, Davis?
It's too lazy for me. I just do it when I think about it.
Don't enter the main ones. Enter the third one that fills.
So someone in the chat just asked me about the thesis behind the CEH play, and it would basically be that now he's 6 weeks removed from the injury. The Chiefs don't run the ball, but they do throw the ball to the running backs. And I expect that the Chiefs are going to win the game. So they're not going to run in the third quarter, but they will in the fourth quarter if they're up. two touchdowns, and CEH is like drawing live to get 14 carries and six receptions. And if Daryl is the starter, so like, let's say Daryl, even if the cheat team told us Daryl's starting the game, still doesn't really make him a great play, because the whole thesis behind playing Daryl is that you don't have to give him the ball. He'll just pass block, and he doesn't require any touches to, you know, pass block and everything. So CH is going to be, I mean, Damian was in the $1 million lineup last year, and he didn't really have a backup. But yeah, it's basically the same as the Damian play last year.
Here's my question about CEH. I mean, I think is it crazy to say we all agree that if CEH just was out, that the Chiefs' chances of winning don't change at all with Darrell Williams getting...
No, they probably get better, because Reed will still run a little bit more than he should.
So I guess my thought is if they are going to play CEH, is it just to save face with the first round investment and stuff? Because otherwise, we have seen Andy Reid historically commit to whoever's the best back in the most important games. It still makes me think we could get a ton of Darrell Williams.
But I don't know if that's where the value is. Like, you could, right? But there's probably no value in there. The thing is, like, last game against the Bills, like, CEH was the guy to start.
And we he played really bad.
Yeah, we don't know if it was that he played bad or he did get lit up on hospital ball. We don't know if that's the reason why he didn't play pretty much for any of the fourth quarter. But, like, he was the guy. Because I remember we had to make the decision last week on FanDuel, or 2 weeks ago. Are you playing Daryl or are you playing CEH? And so I was watching closely, and it was like, CEH is the guy. Probably the first 15, 20 snaps, Daryl only gotten, you know, two or three of the snaps, and most of them were third down snaps. So yeah, it could be a situation where if CEH is getting 70-80% of the snaps, I still don't even know if he's that good of a play is the problem.
But will he get goal line snaps?
I think if they're in the lead, like, he's going to be the main guy. I don't know. It's tough. I do think he's where the leverage is.
Because
I still think Daryl is going to be higher owned than him. And again, like Davis said earlier, he falls into that price point that just isn't fitting builds. So I do think he's going to go pretty low owned. Is it tough to see him put up 20 points in this spot? Yeah, it's very tough to see that. But it's basically a game theory play if you want to play him.
I mean, even just looking at projections, there's, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8, 7, 8 guys projected for more points than him that are less expensive.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be owned. No.
All right.
But also, projections are going to project, you know, a 50-50 split essentially at this point, because nobody actually knows what's going to happen.
Right.
Right. Yeah. We actually have Daryl for like 0.4 more points or something, but it's just going to be one or the other of them. I don't imagine they like split it 50-50. I think that would be the weirdest outcome.
All right. Let's put together a lineup, and I'm actually going to put this lineup in the play action. So
please don't dupe us in the play action, bro.
We know David hasn't made any money off of NFTs if he can't.
I was just gonna say the play up. Action, bro. Yeah. How poor.
No, he's been withdrawing from DraftKings to fund his NFT boxes.
Yeah. There's a monthly limit. So as far as like Galaxy Brain, I don't know like how let's not go too far off here. Like Matt Moore in the captain.
Yeah, they
spot.
Say
like,
that's how you win showdown, is by just playing it safe, spending all the salary. All right.
Okay.
No, here's the thing though.
Matt Moore in the captain spot then.
You can play good plays and just do unique builds. Like, nobody's gonna run a 5-1 build of either side. It's gonna be very rare that you my personal favorite build right now is a Chiefs Onslaught. So I like the 5-2.
Speak it into existence. Yeah.
And I think those will be less duped for sure.
Do it.
Well, there is a legit – what about this? We haven't covered this yet at all. Over under 2.5 touches for Le'Veon Bell.
Under.
Under.
Because I think under is probably safe too, but don't you just feel like Andy wants to get him a 1-yard touchdown? Like, can't you just feel that happening? And
didn't we just feel him getting revenge against the Jets?
Did not happen. I mean, he's terrible. Le'Veon's stone cold terrible now. My answer to the cheapest person to get a touch was Le'Veon at 800. Maybe LeSean McCoy at 600, but he played one snap in the conference championship game.
All right, who's picking first?
You know the actual answer to that question. Does Jaden Mickens still return punts for him?
I don't know,
bro.
That's your guy right there.
Well, didn't he do something really stupid in the
the
conference championship game? He like brought the ball out when he wasn't supposed to, or he kept the clock running.
Oh yes. Yeah, so he has return kicks still, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that actually worked out for them, right?
Because it forced him to throw was the argument.
Yeah.
All right, so we're starting with Mickens and Bucks D. Who's next?
No, we're starting. I'll go first. I'm taking Sammy and the captain.
Oh, wow.
Gosh.
All right, we're coming in hot.
Can I make a comment here? I'm fine with the Sammy and the captain.
Yeah.
I think you have to be careful when you're building the a lot of people will think like, hey, I'm taking a cheap guy in the captain, so I'm immediately going to be unique because of that, when it's not the case at all. Like if you play Ronald Jones, who's going to be high owned in the captain spot, there's literally one build that makes sense when you do that. So just because you're playing Ronald Jones, who's going to be a lowish owned captain, you're not going to get unique just because everybody who's captaining Ronald Jones is going to play that same team.
Unless you play a different lineup than that and everyone plays that one lineup and you play
1v1 or 2v2 off of it, yeah.
The other, that's always fun. The 1v1, the big swing from winning $100,000 or $1 million and then going to like $200. All right. So we're going Sammy Watkins. I'm actually going to pair him with Patrick Mahomes, quarterback. Ooh. Get a little bit of correlation in here.
Where do you get your ideas, Dave? This play is intriguing.
Yeah, well, you can sign up for my Substack coming out soon. I put all my
surprise if you have a nifty Substack by the end of the week.
It's just going to be just really just a sharp investment. This is not really financial advice.
I would love to read like a morning brew, but like curated by David Kitchen. Like I can truly only imagine.
Well, I'm not sure if you saw like the Hustle and Trends yesterday got acquired by HubSpot, but it's just like.
Dude, I'm pretty online and I don't know anything you just said.
Yeah, it's okay. You're not pretty online, Davis. For like you say that, but A, you're heavily invested into cardboard cards. B, you just found out like guys like Tim Ferriss, like who they are. So
but I like actively hate guys like Tim Ferriss.
You do have to admit, Davis, it's pretty wild that Kitchen is the one deep into digital art and you're the one buying cardboard.
No, I mean, I applaud David. You know, it's just like, also I have a job though. Kitchen doesn't have those burdens. So it's a little different in terms of where our attention can be spent during the day.
Gosh, I would love for someone to follow me around and then follow Davis around on his quote unquote job.
I would love someone to do that too. <That'd be fun. laughs> I want to see the dueling documentaries, A Day in the Life of Soccer Dave and A Day in the Life of Davis.
But just like for just even, you know, the episode of The Office where Jan makes Pam take notes of everything that Michael does in the office all day. Like I would just pay for the list of someone just to, every 30 minutes just to be like, what's David doing? And just to write the list of it down.
That's the thing. You can't let David know that somebody's watching him.
Yeah.
Otherwise it ruins everything.
Yeah. It's got to be subversive for sure.
All right, who's picking next? So we got Watkins, Mahomes. Is it to you, Davis?
No, Davis picked the Watkins captain. Oh, no, it's to Tuttle. It's up to you, Peter.
It's up to me?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do Mike Evans.
Oh, sick, bro. Mike Evans, all right.
So this is the Brady fade Chiefs just are smashing lineup?
So here's the thing. So this is kind of what I was talking about with the Ronald Jones build at captain. I think people will go stars and scrubs. So let's get a little ugly. Let's go with some of these mid-tier guys.
Yeah.
I'll go Lenny here at 78.
Didn't we say this was going to be a 5-1, an onslaught?
Oh, it could be 5-1 or 4-2 if we want.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So we'll go 4-2.
Let's go 4-2. Yeah, for sure.
Wait, who'd we just take?
Fournette.
Playoff Lenny.
Playoff Len. So now we take Kelsey and then Butker?
No Butker.
Such a kicker fascist you are.
We're kind of in a weird spot.
You could go like CH and Hardman and leave salary on the table.
We need a big play guy, like someone who's low owned but a big play guy. Hardman, Davis, you like him?
Sure.
This is cash, right?
Yeah.
Also, Yo Pringle, just for the Super Bowl.
Pringle will get zero routes.
Well, it's okay. We have Watkins in there, so.
So the two most negatively correlated players of the slate.
Davis, please.
Davis, we're trying to win on the tails here.
Davis, okay. if something happened to Tyreek Hill, then Hardman would smash.
McColl will.
Hardman would smash. That's the thesis of the play.
You just said Pringle, dude.
Yeah, so are we going CEH over Forney? I think you go CEH over Forney.
Let's not use Hardman the whole salary cap, guys. Let's not use the whole salary cap.
And then we have the onslaught.
All right, so we're getting rid of playoff Lenny. It was short-lived.
Yeah, CEH.
CH, Tyreek, and Demarcus Robinson.
I thought we said Hardman.
Or Hardman, yeah.
Hardman, if you want to use more salary.
All right.
How many times do you think this is duped in the big one?
No chance. So $300.
How many concurrent viewers right now? At least 100 times.
Oh, this is going to be sick. Imagine all the shows we're going to be on after this wins everything.
Who would have us on, Dave?
I'm looking at Fox Business. I'm looking at CNBC.
Just imagine if Kitchen somehow wedges himself into going on a CNBC as like the Top Shots guy. He's just
is that his play that. Here?
Have you seen?
You know what? I want him to go on, and you know the infamous Cal Spears tag on Kitchen.
CEO.
It says Roham, and then it's Kitchen.
If Portnoy can be on those shows, I feel like I can too. It's just all about the enthusiasm that you give off. Really,
Dave is gonna be doing like a show and tell at his daughter's school, talking about nifties to the young children. What does your father do? Well, he buys the Queen of Multitude on the open seas.
Peter, like, you can talk. You had LOL WTF Eric put the one of one Fred Van Vliet series on the blockchain so you could own it.
I'm surprised you hadn't, you thought I was kidding when I said that.
Yeah, I did. And I'm like, oh, you can do that?
I mean, imagine not having everything in your life tokenized. I mean, come on, Kitchen.
Imagine not being the world's foremost Fred Van Vliet investor. Like, just imagine putting yourself in a
game.
Did you sell some of those moments afterwards, Pete?
No.
Did you capitalize?
I can't betray the trust of the club. No, I'm hodling.
The motto of the Swolecast is definitely unrealized gains. Just as many unrealized gains as possible in 2020, except for Tuttle, who's just grinding with his kids' milk money out here.
Our entire life is an intangible portfolio of low market value.
I don't know. Kai was very happy. Kai, my kid, who bought $36 in NBA Top Shots packs. I turned it into $1,500, sold it offline to TJ on PayPal, gave Kai $400. He goes to Target and just the receipt was all Legos. $400 of Legos.
He was sold for $1,500, gave him $400. Did you tell him that it was a price bug that
it was a low price ask issue.
Mr. Dapper 05 over there scraping a little off the touch.
I had to grind. Come on, I had to grind for that $1,500.
Tuttle, just be careful. That's all I'm going to say. Just be careful trading off of Dapper. There are some scams out there.
How much would it take? You've become such a thought leader. How have you not monetized this? How do you not have like a medium going on with like daily blog posts?
Davis, I'm just absorbing all the info that is out there.
Dave's just happy to be part of the community, yeah. Community member, now, a pillar of the community, I would like, say.
Yeah. Like Roham does follow me.
Wow.
Pranksy follows me. So, wow. I mean,
no.
Yeah.
The Pranksy? Yeah,
the Pranksy, dude? You're, no way. You're
Josh. The artwork? The guy that, oh my God.
Guys, no listen. Listen, with your physical cardboard, you don't understand. Pranksy's a big deal. He's like the Patrick Mahomes of nifties. Like
what is the tokenized version of an autograph?
It's called a serial number.
They can just make it up. I mean,
no, I think the tokenized would be like some kind of audio or video message.
Oh yeah. Or personalized even. Like your Tyler Herro moment comes with him saying like, thanks for buying this moment.
People were doing that, I think, at the beginning of Top Shot with
there's an Enes Kanter cameo and a Devonta Graham cameo.
Yeah, the cameos. So definitely. Man, the space is just gonna explode. We got UFC, we got football coming up.
I will tout this metaverse.net article, The Void Where Crypto Meets the Metaverse, if people are having trouble wrapping their head around like Bitcoin and Ethereum and NFTs. Like, why does all this matter? Why do people think it's so valuable? How does this interact with my life? This is that article, Into the Void, is the best thing I've written on crypto applications.
You wrote it, Davis?
The best thing I've read.
I just dropped the link in there. I have it bookmarked. I haven't read it yet, though. I saw it getting passed around.
All right. There's also Mighty Minted, a guy named Steve Poland. He's one of the guys that purchased one of the big moments and kind of explained why he did it. So that's a good Substack. He wrote an article about the Cool Cats. So lots of information out there. You just got to go find it. Guys, listen, it's been fun. It's been real. We are the Cool Cats version of the Daily Fantasy.
Wait, hold on. We got time left here. I want to know from the thought leader himself, what do you think should happen with the first post-boom rare and or legendary packs, right? Because the way that existed before, not even all the rare legendary packs would sell out on Cool Cats. But I was like, what would you charge for I just make up a series name, whatever you want, that had, you know, rare LeBrons, rare Giannis's, rare Cats, rare Jokic's, whatever. What would you charge for one of the packs? And do you think there's any way to do it fairly?
Well, they've already kind of teased that. They said that this next drop, people are going to have sticker shock with how much it is. I wouldn't be surprised if it was over $1,000 for whatever the next pack.
Which it should be. I mean, it is not a healthy thing for the ecosystem to have a pack be a guaranteed 400% profit, which is what the Cool Cats packs were. Like that does not foster a healthy market.
Foster's for sure. A very fun environment.
Depends on if you're in a chat with Britt Devine.
No, he's out now. As I just checked, he's out. Britt's out today.
Is there an update? He's out.
Like, I don't. Here's the thing with Britt, and I told him this. I told him if you were going to get into
as a thought leader,
like, I'm not going to get into nifties if it's like going to negatively affect my emotions. Like, if it's going to frustrate me and I'm going to say that I quit something 10 times, literally 10 times, Britt Devine has said that he's out. If that's the case, just find something else that you can grind. Like,
well, he's only in for the quick flips. But, and that's
but the flips aren't quick anymore, and that's what I try to tell him. It's like packs, like, what's the chances of getting a base pack right now?
You get one, but I mean, what the base get, pack?
You get actually. One, but it takes like 3 or 4 hours. Like, right? I mean, it's like that's just it's not worth it, Britt. So, anyways, when someone's like so negative about something, you just.
Try to remove the toxicity in this space. Yeah. My full-time job now is moderating a Discord, just trying to keep the toxicity out.
The toxicity in the Top Shots Discord, when the prices started dipping, the toxicity got out of control, Pete.
Yeah, it did. Got to join the Hunter Club.
There was someone last night who liquidated at about 30% of what they paid, about $250,000 worth of moments. It was
no, it's not what they paid. It's 30% of
their
value. So they still were up quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, as Pete and I went in on a Zion that this character paid $5,000 for, and we paid $1,800 for it.
Davis, how is your Tyler Harrow?
Top sale, most recent sale is still 10K.
Yeah. Are you concerned that those conference finals moments are starting to dip big time?
Well, it's a NBA finals moment.
Yeah. Or NBA finals too. Like,
just waiting for that burn, the burn notice kitchen.
No, to answer your question, no, I'm not in any way concerned. I think my thought on the market, which again, I know literally nothing, probably even worse than knowing nothing. I know just enough to delude myself and be misguided.
Yeah.
But it seems like where the money is leaving is in $400 James Wiseman's, $300 Harry Giles's, like just moments where there is no real world demand for anything related to these players. They're nothing. There are too many moments in the players themselves. They're not desirable, but you know, LeBron's and Giannis's and Zion's and stuff, all that still seems fine to me.
How do we let Davis give advice on this show with Peter and I both on here and Tuttle grinding packs?
I know so little.
Yeah.
But yet I talk so much.
It's my motto, kid.
All right. Tuttle, you have a terrible take or anything you want to sign off the show with?
It's not terrible, but it's obviously Gronk week.
Yep.
Gronk. How did we not get him into our Swolecast lineup?
Just didn't fit the build.
We didn't want to be duped.
Went onslaught. Davis, final thoughts?
You know, I hope that Mecole Hardman just silences the haters and convinces me to draft him with an 8th round ADP next year.
Yeah. All right, Peter.
Go Chiefs.
Hope we see a Tyler Hero Top Shot commercial during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, can you imagine? Oh, don't even say it, bro. Here's the thing. If they did want to advertise, they would have had to have pulled it because they would not have been able to handle the incoming server traffic.
Sites down for the next 2 weeks.
It would be, I think it would just erase it. I think it would actually maybe just delete the entire blockchain if that happens.
Wasn't that the dominant thing during the shitcoin boom too? Everyone was wondering if their shitcoin would get a Super Bowl commercial. I remember that being a topic.
Or a CNBC thing or whatever. Yeah. It was just whatever one got on TV. Kitchen right. Doesn't even know about shit coins. He's too new to the game.
Dodge.
Nope. What's your biggest bag, Kitchen?
Litecoin.
Litecoin's up. How do you have a Litecoin bag?
What's that? No, not when I bought in.
Dave is a perma Litecoin bull. He just super long Litecoin.
Actually, I don't have any altcoins, but unless you count Dapper or Flow or
the idea, idea of Kitchen being a Litecoin hodler is just totally it's sending.
All right, that will do it for the Swolecast here at rotogrinders.com. The Swolecast, where we curate hot picks, just like the NFT box curates some of the highest level NFTs, the gold standard technology.
Pump those bags.
All right. So we'll get out of here. We'll see you later. Have fun. Be safe. Peace.